I am no fan of this basketball program, okay? And that program is The Bill Simmons Show.
Oh, no.
And this guy.
This guy, dude.
Rat weasel.
Yeah.
Sat there on his show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he had the biggest whopper
wow.
he could have ever said. I'm going to play this for the audience, and this is what I like to call changing the facts, Jack.
Wow. Jesus.
How so? They've been better off taking the Miami trade.
Oh, that's a great question.
Hero, Jovic, Duncan Robinson, two Miami firsts and one Miami swap. And instead they did Ayton, Drew Holiday, a Milwaukee 2029 first, and two Milwaukee swaps. So I'm going to make the case they actually still did the right thing. I just don't think they got enough for Drew.
I agree with this.
If it weren't Miami, would you say?
I think, so here's the thing. I was just telling somebody this the other day.
You were telling us.
Miami and their whole little annoying media machine that they have.
Yeah.
F***ed up that Portland situation to that point. Joe Cronin and the Portland people were like, we're never trading with those f***ing guys. And they end up making the Dame trade. They get Drew back. And now they're like, Drew's like, I want to be in a contender. Like, we got you. We're going to trade you a contender. And they still won't trade him to Miami, the team that probably needed him the most, right? And all the shit Miami did that summer led to them not getting Drew Holiday, who also would have blocked Boston from getting Drew Holiday.
Well,
instead, they had to settle for Rozier in February.
What did they do? When you say all the shit they did.
Do tell, Willie.
What are you talking about? You were there that summer.
They did
90 different ways about how stupid Portland was for not taking their hero deal.
And
we were calling it out on the podcast. All these different media people that, let's be honest, are a little Miami Heat friendly, and they were super aggro about
it. Well, but everybody else is wrong was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Was like, no, everybody else is wrong. It's like, so your bias is the right one. Got it.
And I think Portland got pissed off because the fact that they didn't trade Drew to Miami tells me they were pissed off. Plus, I've heard they were pissed off.
First of all, let me just say, first off, okay? Congratulations, you're a real investigative reporter there. You thought Portland was a little salty and they wouldn't trade the Heat Drew Holiday. First of all, we didn't even want Drew Holiday in the first place. We were going for Damian Lillard. And the fact that this rat weasel sits there and has the just audacity, and I might even say the audacity, to go out there and say the Miami media machine, when that dude literally goes out there and spins betting markets on his finger so much so that they had to take away betting on all NBA individual awards from those jackals because of how they intentionally swing the markets for their gambling companies. That's another story for another day. But to say that the Miami media machine, like all of the national outlets, are not all Northeast infested all over the place. They're all O'Malley's, O'Keefe's, O'Boyle's, O'Doyle's, and O'No's. That's all the Ringer is. The ESPN, they're full of them, with a mix of Philadelphia and Knicks. Where's the Miami media machine? I'd love to know. Lil Willie? Do tell! Do tell! Because let me tell you something right here, dude. You had the biggest reporter in the game, Adrian Wojnarowski, going out there. And if you saw him looking a little bit more swole after the summer, it's because he spent the entire summer carrying water for Joe Cronin, a so-called journalist. Woj. You want to know why Woj retired?
Why?
He says that he got tired of all the reporting and it got exhausting. I'll tell you why he retired.
Yeah.
Because the man probably couldn't look at himself in the mirror anymore as to what he had become, which was bought and paid for carrying water for Joe Cronin. Then you add on top of it your little cronies over there on the Ringer who are like, this is the worst trade ever. This is the worst. And do tell, Bill, what in the holy hell did the Portland Trailblazers get for Damian Lillard? A broke-ass Robert Williams III, Malcolm Brogdon.
Oh, great.
A washed-up backup guard. And you want to talk about the Ayton trade? What happened anyway, dude? Wasn't even involved in the Celtics. But you want to sit here and act like the Miami media that is non-existent nationally spun it? If you want to say, hey, Damian Lillard's agent was a little too aggressive on it, probably should have had another team. Okay. Not saying there wasn't a misfire there. But to sit here and act like anybody was on the Heat side in the Damian Lillard saga is patently absurd and stupid.
Oh.
You're just making things up, dude. And to just go there with your podcast, now banned from voting on awards because of betting and gambling, is crazy to me that you said, well, we set out like you were some noble beast. Oh, we called this out. Oh, right. So that didn't reroute Drew Holiday to, oh, the Boston Celtics. But right, the Miami media machine, the annoying Miami media machine, that was the one that spun the summer. Not Boston's media machine. Your media machine. You jackass.
Wow.
But it's okay. Because you want to know something about Damian Lillard, and you want to know something about Drew Holiday, congratulations on Drew getting his championship with the Boston Celtics with no resistance because Kelly Oubre fell on Jimmy Butler's leg. Mm. The boogeyman wasn't there to play. Congratulations.
Oh.
But let me tell you something, dude. Blessing in disguise because Damian Lillard never wanted him, okay? Mm. Didn't even work out last summer. Was going through personal stuff. Doesn't even have good chemistry with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who now says he thinks he's going to get traded.
Oh.
Never wanted him. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the rest of the league is about to get a fright, dude. Because we have Terry Rozier, a.k.a. Scary Terry, who is so dangerous that our best player wants to copycat him. Jimmy Butler. You guys sat here and you were hoping, you were all praying, you fiends around the league were all wondering, what's Jimmy going to do? What's he going to do? How's he going to behave around the Heat? Well, now you have your answer, you cowards. What he's coming for is blood.
Oh.
Because he's having fun again.
Gooseys.
And guess what, dude? A fun-having, fun-loving Jimmy Butler is dangerous. So you guys can sit here and you can change the facts like you guys didn't run because urine was running down your leg because you knew if Damian Lillard was added to Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, even though I never wanted him, that you know that would have won a title easily. And you flipped out and said, we got to change this. So you went out there like Elon Musk changing algorithms, having your little crony writers go out there and say this would have been the worst trade in NBA history. Imagine this. They traded for three people whose bodies don't work. Brogdon, Time Lord, and DeAndre Ayton. And when I say body up there, I mean here and I mean the ticker because that dude's got no heart. That's what you got with some piddly picks. And you got Tyler Hero, a sixth man of the year, who's now a pesky defender. And you got Jovic, dude.
Oh.
Who's going to be a monster.
Sweetness.
You want to talk about DeAndre Ayton, who doesn't even want to go because it's cold outside? We have Nikola Jovic, who has ice running through his veins with a Jimmy Butler having him under his wing. So, congratulations, Portland, and congratulations, Boston. You pulled off the foisting of a lifetime. But if you're going to sit here and act like there was any manipulation from the Miami side on that, you are just making bleep up.
Bam!
But it's okay, because like they say, some things are blessings in disguise. And even though you are the equivalent to the basketball devil, it's okay. Congratulations on your hollow championship that nobody celebrated, because you guys have stuffed Tatum down our throats for the last 10 years, and he's the fourth most important player on the team. You sat here all summer acting like you guys led through some kind of adversity in Boston where nobody just likes watching you. But that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. You sit there on your high horse with your stupid podcast with Stan Van Gundy because you're right there with him, Stan. And you guys just sit back and enjoy the ride and watch Eric Spoelstra's masterpiece this year. Back after this.